Taking in like a nice deep breath and just centering into that heart. That heart space in the middle of your chest. And just breathing in. And just knowing with this in-breath that this breath is life, this breath is spirit, this breath is God. There is nothing but spirit, nothing but God, nothing but this nature that surrounds us. It is in everything. It is in every thing. It is in every tree and every bird and every leaf that falls, in the sun, in the sky. There is nothing else. I know for myself that I am a divine emanation of this one. I know this for every single person on this call. For we co-create with this breath, with this life, with this power. It lives in our hearts. And so I just declare my word, acknowledging and recognizing that today is a sacred day. Today is a sacred day of heart. And in this place of heart, I know that whatever arises and emerges is sacred and divine. That the service is blessed. The message is blessed. Just as the butterfly emerges from its chrysalis, the truth emerges from our hearts. That light, that love that shines within and shines forth. I know this for every single person on this call, for the planet right now, for every other gathering, whether a mountain, mosque, Christian churches, whatever that might be. We just shine our light forth. And so I'm so, so grateful. I'm so grateful for this truth, for this treatment, for this prayer, for this beautiful community. And I release my word into that all-knowing law, knowing it is already done. And so,
So this whole month, we've been looking at the idea of a pause for guidance, taking a pause, taking a little time out and listening. We've gotten tuned up. We've paused for play. We've sparked our imagination. We've listened to the note within us all. And today we're going to look at the idea of rising and reemerging. You know, what I found is even after a month worth of vacation, you know, you do have to rise and reemerge back into the life that you were doing beforehand. Right, Buffy? And, you know, I found that after just a week of vacation, you know, and so there's this rise and reemerge. In his book, How to Change Your Life, Ernest Holmes says the first step for you to take involves becoming aware that you already have the God qualities you wish to cultivate and experience in everyday life. You already have what you want. So today we're going to do a self-assessment. Today is a fifth Sunday. And for those of you who are new to us, this Sunday always involves the youth and they help to co-create the service. And so we're going to be doing a little bit of that today. And our youth representative is Camille Fassel. Adrian Cherry, who's our regular youth director, is vacationing in Hawaii along with her husband, whose birthday was this week. So we're going to do a little play with that. We're going to do a self-assessment before continuing the next phase of our journey beginning next month. And so we're called to rediscover or remember our true self. We're called to be curious. We're called to have some fun because the journey has to be fun. It's not an uphill battle. It's an uphill journey. And so we have fun on it. We're called to be still or quiet. We're called to create. We're called to imagine. And thus we get to feel renewed and in greater alignment with ourself and with Source. So today we're going to, is a very different service from what we normally do. We're going to be engaged in an activity. You're all going to be engaged in an activity. Oh my. And so it's not just to sit and listen to Reverend David preach. You're going to get to play. And so our youth team representative, Camille, will guide us in some reflective questions in breakout groups. And after exploring those questions, these questions will come back together and we'll share a symbolic image from your group's reflections. And these drawings will then be held up, and Buffy is going to screen capture the images. So Camille is going to kind of take us in and describe what we're going to do and guide us with that.
Thank you. So as Reverend David said, we're going to have these breakout groups, and we're going to do it in three sections. So the questions that were posted in the chat will be the first section. And what we'll do is get into the groups, reflect on those, come back, share, and do that two more times with different sets of questions. And then in the end, a representative from your group will have a drawing that the group has come up with. It represents some symbolic thing that represents what the main ideas that you came up with from your group. So it'll be just one picture from each group, and that will happen at the end. But as you're going through this, you can be contemplating what that symbol will be for you, what kind of representation it will be. So I'm going to read the questions out loud. What do I know about myself? What do I know about my community? Then what do I know about myself in my community? What do I know about the world? What do I know about myself in the world? So we'll now go to our breakout groups, and you can contemplate these questions and discuss them.
So what qualities do you already have? Michael Bernard Beckwith says that spiritual awakening is a journey of the heart. Every person's heart is aflame to know its true nature, to commune with its source. Think of that. Your heart is aflame to know its true nature and to commune with that infinite source. So let that be. So as we spoke about last week, take the time to listen to who and what you truly are. So that was the first day, finding an answer. The second one is align. As you recognize who you are, align yourself with that spiritual principle, the ever-renewing source. Align yourself with that. And, you know, spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer that we use is a powerful method for doing that alignment, to bring that yourself into alignment. And a blatant plug, we just happen to have a class coming up next month to help you out with spiritual practice and meditation, to both listen and then to align with that. So if you're interested, check that out. You'll hear about it in the announcements. And then the third A is action. Take action. What can you do to continue self-awareness, self-care and alignment? And very important, how can you apply spiritual principle in your world? It's not enough to know a principle. We must apply it. So those are the three things that we kind of played with in these questions today. So I'm going to leave you with a spiritual practice. And this time we're going to be really, I'm going to be rough on you. I'm going to be rough on you. It's going to be four, count them four. So take a deep breath. Present. So we're going to work with the idea of rise, since we are rising and reemerging. R is for restore and nourish your soul by embracing stillness each day. Gift yourself the time to unplug, be still, and listen. I is for integrate spiritual principle into your daily life by spiritual practice beyond theory. In other words, it's not enough to just know about it. We need to practice it. See, I can know how to shoot a basketball, but I won't get any better at it until I practice at it. So that's the second one, is integrate. The third one then is to practice self-care. through intentional living and conscious choice. And then finally, expand and evolve your consciousness through study and sacred conversations that inspire curiosity. So are we good with these four for our spiritual practice this week? We're going to restore, we're going to integrate, we're going to practice self-care, and we're going to expand and evolve. So I want to close with a brief quote from Parker Palmer, who many of you know or are familiar with his work. Self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the only gift I was put on earth to offer others. Self-care is never a selfish act. It's good stewardship of the only gift you and I have, the only gift you and I were put on earth to offer others. And so we have an affirmation to support us with that. To say this with me, today I rise and reemerge, fully nourished, restored, and renewed. And one more time, today I rise and reemerge, fully nourished, restored, and renewed. And so it is. And I begin just with gratitude that there is an infinite presence and that we are one of that presence. It is a presence of love. It is a presence of harmony. It is a presence of wholeness. We take the time, despite all the circumstances in the world that want to try and convince us otherwise, to remember the truth of who we are and who and what spirit really is. And knowing that as we remember this truth expands in the overall consciousness of life. And so it is valuable to take the time to remember our truth, to not get caught up in all the stuff, because there's always all the stuff going on. It just has a different flavor from time to time. But the truth, the deep truth, the who we are, is always, always being broadcast, always being. And so as we remember this truth, we allow it to fill our lives. We allow it to fill the consciousness of the world around us. And so in great gratitude for our willingness to be points of light, points of consciousness, points of love, and letting that love rise in this world, I release this word into a law that moves into form and expression and experience in through and as our lives right here and right now. And so it does, and so we are.